Chapter 6. More Trouble. Today, Mom woke up early to make boiled eggs. Just my luck. Assalamu alaikum, she greeted me as I walked into the kitchen. She placed an egg onto my plate. Wa alaikum assalam, I mumbled. I was still sleepy from the dolki and wished we could have had anything breakfast instead. I peeled my egg and sliced into it. It wasn't hard or slimy. The golden yolk stuck gently to the egg white. I must have looked surprised because Mom explained, 7 minutes seems to be the magic number for boiling eggs. And for a Friday treat, breakfast dessert, donuts, Bubba said, coming into the room and taking a box from behind his back. Bubba always joked that we had two stomachs, one for food and one for dessert. Bubba patted his tummy before taking a big bite of a maple frosted donut. I quickly ate my egg and moved on to my chocolate frosted donut. Look! I held out my hands. Beautiful, said Bubba. Bubba said the same thing to Zanira, who'd started on her strawberry frosted donut, even though her Mendy designs were a little smudged, because she hadn't waited long enough for her Mendy to dry before using her hands. Everyone needs to get in the car now, ordered Mum. All this double breakfast eating and late night partying is making you late. Zanira and I rushed to the car. I had to tell her to wipe the frosting off her chin. On the way to school, I traced my Mendy designs. My turtle had already turned a deep chocolate brown, almost as dark as the chocolate frosting. I couldn't wait to show Katie and the rest of the class my hands and to have my activity written down next to my name on the classroom chart. The halls were quiet, which meant the bell had already rung. Oops! I hurried down the hall. When I rushed into the classroom, I noticed everyone had already started their morning work. I cleared my throat, hung up my book bag, and opened my palms wide as I walked over to show Katie. Morning work needs to be done in silence, reminded Miss Torres. I frowned. I didn't think I could wait until lunch to show Katie. I'll just quietly show her, I thought. I opened my palms wider and walked closer to Katie. I did a small wave, but I wasn't sure if she saw me. Just as I reached Katie, she turned to Ciel and whispered. Then Katie pointed to her palms, looked up, and both of them laughed. Usually I love how funny Katie is, but this time her laugh made my stomach feel funny. It felt like Katie was laughing at my Mendy. I closed my palms into fists. Do you want to hear a joke? Katie whispered. I shook my head. I wasn't smiling. Miss Torres frowned at us behind her round zebra print glasses. Silence means silence. My cheeks felt warm. I hid my hands under my desk. My pencil felt heavy when I started to work on my subtraction and I couldn't focus. I can't believe it. Katie doesn't like my Mendy. My head drooped. Maybe Mendy isn't an ingenious idea for International Day after all.